Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And welcome back to Draft Night with Jay Binkley, Kramer Sansone, producing the operation. Brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirit Superstore. And, of course, Ryan Lawn and Tree. Heard the voice guy there talking about Miller Lite, the simulation baseball season. It's myself and Kramer each and every night. Where the Royals aren't playing, we're playing every game that the Royals have.
That's true.
We have a special one. We've been playing during the evenings. And a lot of you have been joining.
Mostly at 6 o'clock on the weekdays.
They're 14-10. They're moving.
They are moving, man.
They're still in AL Central first, tied for it. Tomorrow, they're in Tampa.
They're in Tampa at 1 o'clock.
We'll have that game early at 1 because Kramer and I are back here. Same bat time, same bat place for the second and third rounds. Interesting that Kenneth Murray, who I think really popped for Oklahoma. I'm talking like you just knew when you watched Oklahoma games, you knew Kenneth Murray. He goes to the Chargers. They trade up, give up a second and third rounder to trade up to 23, grab it from the Patriots, who now sit with, 14 picks in the draft because they haven't made one? So 14 picks the Patriots have so far?
That's crazy.
Kenneth Murray, linebacker, Oklahoma.
In motion, speed, snap, rolling right. Brewer looking to throw, stops, comes back to the left. Be a chase, and he is caught! Set!
Back-to-back 100-tackle campaigns for the true junior. Murray is super fast with overflowing energy. He makes plays from sideline to sideline and in the backfield. Murray didn't just start every game over the last 3 years. He barely missed a snap.
This guy's incredible. This is a guy that they should have in L.A. for a long time, playing for the Chargers. As Terrez Paylor pointed out on Twitter, he was named team captain as a sophomore. So a year ago. This guy... he's good against the run. He can cover. He can be off ball. Can cover wide receivers. Can do a lot of different things. I like this pick better than Justin Herbert, to be honest with you, the quarterback selection. I don't know why I should feel that way. I'm just not a Justin Herbert fan. And maybe it proved me wrong. I don't know. I mean, I sit here and look at a Grand Canyon-sized gap between Patrick Mahomes and the other quarterbacks in this division. But just kind of recapping what the AFC West is doing since Patrick Mahomes, what they were doing down at the Combine, you heard. It's what you heard they were doing down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. People interested in what the other teams in this division were doing to stop and slow Patrick Mahomes. Let's look at the division. Pick 6 in this division was Justin Herbert, the quarterback from Oregon, that went to the Chargers. Then we have Henry Ruggs, the third, the fastest receiver in the draft, the 4.27 40, goes to the Raiders at number 12. Then the Raiders at pick Then the Broncos at pick 15 go Jerry Jeudy. All right, Alabama receivers, Jeudy and Ruggs. I mean, it's 6 and 1/2, half dozen the other, to be honest with you, Kramer. I'd put them in the hat. Best route runner. If you want to go best speed, it's Henry Ruggs. Best route runner, Jerry Jeudy. Best hands, Jerry Jeudy. So that's what so big-time wide receivers get taken in this division. So we see quarterback and wide receivers taken. Then the Raiders surprise everybody with Damon Arnette, the cornerback from Ohio State at number 19. So you see the quarterback position being taken in a reach. A lot of people had a late second or third round pick on Damon Arnette. Then set the Patriots. They were supposed to pick at 23. But the Chargers, in the second trade we've seen tonight, and the other trade was just one position, one slot in the draft with the Buccaneers and the 49ers. So the Chargers jump all the way in. They get 14 picks now to the Patriots. Give up a second, third rounder to move up to 23. Do I think take the best linebacker in this draft with this Kenneth Murray? So they got a best position group in this draft. The Chargers at 23, you got to like what they're doing. It depends on Justin Herbert. That's the oddball. That's the one that has to work.
Do you think
Kenneth Murray will work?
Do you think they made this trade because they know that the fan base isn't that strong there in LA for them, and the fact that they have to bring, I guess, new guys in there? Kenneth Murray might be that defensive standout for the Chargers that can show up and shine, and people can root for and cheer for or get behind for. Then Justin Herbert, knowing that maybe we have to settle for, I guess, a future quarterback if need to be, if Tyrod Taylor isn't the true answer for the season. So I like both the picks. I feel like you probably could have got Kenneth Murray at the number six spot. That might be a little bit crazy, but I'm actually glad they got Herbert.
So where are the Saints? The Saints pick is in, the Vikings on the clock. There we go. The pick is in. Did the Saints go corner here?
I would have to say so. They have to go secondary no matter what.
I mean, keep an eye on linebackers as well. Kenneth Murray, we've seen off the clock. That's a position for the Chiefs. Could they be even more interested in trading down if all these great linebackers are taken at this point? New Orleans Saints, this is a slot you have to worry about Patrick Queen as well.
Who'd they select?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything right now. Caesar Ruiz. This is a guy mocked to the Chiefs quite a bit at center, although you got the Chiefs are set. Austin Riders had been in that position, but Caesar Ruiz, the center from Michigan, the best center in the draft, goes to the Saints.
Yeah, this is
and this was going to be a Patrick Queen type move.
This is a building block type of move for this. I'm trying to keep and establish that offensive line and having a great center as in Ruiz. Go blue.
Caesar Ruiz from Michigan goes to the New Orleans Saints at pick number 24, Minnesota, and their second first-round pick on the clock.
Caesar Ruiz, center, Michigan. Ruiz finished his Wolverines career with 31 consecutive starts, the last 26 at center. He's an athletic player with long arms and strong hands. Ruiz is better in the run game right now, but improving in pass protection. His technique and leverage are inconsistent play to play. If he fixes that, he can start for a long time in the NFL.
So you got a fixture on the offensive line in Caesar Ruiz. And I think that's good for the Chiefs, to be honest with you. It keeps Patrick Queen in play. You think about the Dolphins and what they've selected. They've gone offensive line, the Dolphins, because we still got to get the Vikings, then the Dolphins. And the Dolphins did take an offensive lineman in Austin Jackson. They took Tua. Could they be looking linebacker as well? That's one thought, which direction that they will go. But I'm still earmarking 28. I think that could be a concern for Patrick Queen and the Kansas City Chiefs.
As you got to look at even 27 as well with Seattle, the Seahawks, the Ravens, you could even maybe throw in Tennessee in that type of bunch of getting a linebacker. But I don't see Miami going for it. I do not see Minnesota going for it either. Minnesota has a lot of holes on the defense side that's in the secondary. Miami probably going running back, possibly. I did have Murray going to Miami at first, but that didn't work out.
And this is like a draft a couple years ago where you didn't see running backs going too. And here's the thing with Ruiz. You could have got him, but you have Austin Ryder still under contract for 2.275. And Austin Ryder, here's the thing. I would worry about it before, and I was, that he's the center for Patrick Mahomes. He filled in for Cam Irving for one game and tore his ACL in Cleveland. Chiefs trusted him right away. Just go ahead and play center. So it showed that, do you really want to reach? Because I just think there's so many other positions that the Chiefs need. Andy Reid is the king of mid-round picks that he could take and move around. And they can move around. That's the new age of the NFL. Can you play guard? Can you play interior lineman? Can you play center? Or can you play guard? So what are we at now? Five offensive tackles taken, or are we at six?
We're at five offensive tackles, a total of six offensive linemen taken so far.
Okay.
And if you want to update our little standings that we're going, we're tied at 15-15 on our picks.
We've seen three quarterbacks go. Joe Burrow went number one to the Bengals. Tua goes number five from Alabama. Tua goes to the Dolphins. And Justin Herbert from Oregon goes to the Chargers.
The Vikings trade their pick to the 49ers. The 49ers are now on the clock.
So the 49ers have traded twice tonight.
Interesting.
Once they traded just one spot behind, and keep in mind they did not have a pick after the first round all the way to the fifth, able to get a, basically another fourth rounder out of the Buccaneers. So the Vikings trade the pick to the 49ers. And the 49ers didn't have to slide very far when they made their pick. As a matter of fact, the 49ers were going to be picking right ahead of the Kansas City Chiefs at 31. The good Javon Kinlaw, defensive tackle from South Carolina, in the first round. We need to take a timeout. We come back, we'll tell you who the 49ers picked is there on the clock after they traded with the Minnesota Vikings.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
And welcome back to Draft Night with Jay Binkley, Kramer Sansone producing the operation. Big thanks to Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore and Ryan Lawn and Tree. All right, the pick is in for the Miami Dolphins. Let's rewind to what just happened. We had a trade.
Yeah, so the trade was the Niners traded their 31st pick, their 117th pick, and 176th pick to Minnesota for their 25th. So now Minnesota will hold the 31st, which is in the first round.
The Vikings had 12 picks coming in tonight. They made one selection earlier, so they're accumulating picks. And the 49ers, this might wipe them out. I mean, they didn't have another pick. They had a fourth round and a fifth round going. Brandon Ayuk, he was a great receiver at Arizona State. A lot of people had him as a second rounder, but he really started to climb the later we got into things. So the 49ers, Deebo Samuel, and then you got another good wide receiver in Ayuk. But I tell you what, he was a guy. Did you have him in the first round?
No, not at all.
I didn't either, but he's a talented wide receiver, played for Herm Edwards at Arizona State.
Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver, Arizona State.
Daniels throws the slip screen to Ayuk, finds an avenue, and there's Brandon Ayuk to the 40. Brandon Ayuk to midfield, turns on the afterburners here. Will they catch him? To the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Devils!
After learning under Patriot N'Keal Harry, Ayuk took off in 2019. A true vertical threat, Ayuk can turn any pass into 6 points. His technique needs refinement, and he lacks ideal size, but his long arms and athleticism make up for that.
Brandon Ayuk goes to the Niners. Is the Niners really working on their picks? Look at all these wide receivers taking this round. Henry Ruggs was the first wide receiver that went number 12 to the Raiders. Jerry Jeudy of Alabama. So Alabama goes back-to-back. Or not back-to-back, but the first two receivers taken is Jerry Jeudy. Goes to Denver. CeeDee Lamb goes 17 to the Cowboys. Jalen Reagor goes to the Eagles. Justin Jefferson to the Vikings. Brandon Ayuk goes to the Niners. Wow. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide receivers now in the first round. And this was looking to be the best wide receiver class possibly ever. I still think it's the 96 class at this point.
I agree.
Because you had Keyshawn, you had Terry Glenn, you had Marvin Harrison, you had Terrell Owens, you had Hall of Famers. And by the way, you had your kicker from Indy, Adam Vinatieri, not even selected in that draft in 96. Ray Lewis was in that draft class, Zach Thomas. I mean, it was loaded, that 96 draft. So I'll still take it. The wide receivers, of course, unproven at this point. The Miami Dolphins on the clock as we sit down. We're getting closer and closer to the Chiefs at pick number 32. Dolphins are picking 26th, followed by the Seattle Seahawks, the Baltimore Ravens, the Titans, the Packers. Frisco lost that pick at 31 because 31 was given to the Vikings, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so San Francisco makes its second trade of the night. John Lynch being aggressive. Team is in the Super Bowl. I love what they have at wide receiver. Don't love the quarterback position, but I like what they're doing at wide receiver.
With Ayuk, the one thing that stands out is his long reach. He has his arms are 2 inches shorter than Calvin Johnson with his wingspan. Now, that is something that stands out to me. That's like you have to have good hands if you have that wingspan.
Especially since he's 6 foot.
Yeah, exactly. That's what sticks out to me. Like, it's wow. Because what Megatron was, 6'6", 6'7", almost? And he had an 82-inch?
More like 6'4", 6'5".
He seemed like he was taller than that in them cleats. But, yeah, 6 foot, and you got an 80-inch wingspan. Now, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson, 6'5", as we listened.
Yeah, he's close to 6'6". He's a hair.
He ran a 4.35 at the combine, Calvin Johnson.
That's quick.
Well, people were talking about Chase Claypool and what he did at that size, running that 40. Look at Albert O at Missouri. He was cruising at his weight. No one's talking
that's
about
true.
It. But the wide receiver position being taken in the NFL draft, a lot like we thought, wide receivers and, of course, offensive tackles. And we've seen a run on offensive tackles as Andrew Thomas is the first offensive lineman taken. But they've had five offensive tackles, and we've seen six wide receivers. The Packers.
All right, we have a trade alert on that. And the Packers are now officially on the clock. They are trading with, of course, the Dolphins for pick number 30 and 136.
Okay, so the Packers have now jumped up. The Packers were going to be picking 30th, and they've leapfrogged Tennessee, Baltimore, and Seattle. They traded with Miami?
Yes.
Because the Dolphins were on the clock. Could this be a situation where they go quarterback? Jordan Love be taken?
I don't know. I don't think they would go a quarterback right here.
To be behind Aaron Rodgers. You know, he had to deal with that with Brett Favre.
You could possibly wait, though, Bink. It's not like Seattle needs a quarterback. It's not like Baltimore needs a quarterback. Neither does Tennessee. So they could have waited for a quarterback if they're trying to go for it. I think they're going somewhere else.
You know, Green Bay was one of those teams, too, that you had to start to worry about what they were going to do with the linebacker. You know, that's what I was thinking, like if Patrick Queen fell to them or Zach Bond even.
And that's
with the Packers, like going that linebacker position for the Packers. I'm curious if this affects the Chiefs picking 32nd.
It honestly might. I feel like if it's a Patrick Queen and or Zach Bond for this pick, I think the Chiefs might want to think about maybe trading with Seattle to possibly get their middle linebacker or an edge rush.
Well, Kenneth Murray is out of the question now for the Chiefs. He's unfortunately with the Chargers at this point. And the Green Bay Packers have selected. And we'll see Roger Goodell as he'll make his way in here soon. But I'm curious where the Packers go, what direction they go, because they're kind of looking for a lot of what the Chiefs were looking at. But we get closer and closer to the Chiefs selection. And we've seen more and more trades now that we didn't see earlier in the draft. See the Niners trade twice tonight.
It's odd to think there's more trades in the bottom half of the first round.
Yeah, teams are getting more aggressive. We're going to see a lot tomorrow, I think, in the second and third round. I think that's going to be a typical. Jordan Love, he does go.
Wow.
So Jordan Love. Remember Aaron Rodgers making comments about they need to take positions to help them now? Even though he was taken in the same situation that Brett Favre was saying the same thing? So here's Jordan Love. You sit and learn behind Aaron Rodgers.
That's the thing, Aaron. But that's a smart decision for that. But Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be the guy that's going to be treating you to, okay, I'm going to groom you to be my replacement.
Yeah, I'm curious how this will work. Because Aaron Rodgers still thinks he's the guy. You know, he still thinks he's the guy. And I'm curious what he's thinking about this. Aaron Rodgers, 36 years old. We see Tom Brady playing at 42. How long does Aaron Rodgers think he can play? Now, he becomes an unrestricted free agent, but that didn't happen until 2024. Aren't you a little bit surprised they get Jordan Love, especially trading up for it?
I think so.
Well, they didn't. This isn't a position they needed.
They did not need to trade up. That's the thing. Unless somebody has heard rumblings that maybe Miami's going to draft Jordan Love if they already had Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, that would be dumb if you go two quarterbacks in the first round. But I'm not impressed with this pick. They could have at least waited till, unless, I don't know.
Jordan Love goes to the Packers, quarterback Utah State.
Jordan Love, quarterback, Utah State.
Love fakes the handoff, rolling out to his left. Needs to get rid of it. Waits, throws, middle of the field. It's up, it's caught. Touchdown, Utah State.
The big frame and the cannon for an arm are the draws. Jordan Love is 6'4", 225, and can make every throw necessary. He shows great touch on the deep ball and can make plays with his feet too. But Love did not put up huge numbers for the Aggies, is still raw technically, and is turnover prone.
Well, this helps him because he's going to be redshirting in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Now, the Dolphins came into the draft with the most picks. They had 14 coming tonight. They give up the Packers trade up from 30. You know what they gave up? They gave up 136 and 26.
Which isn't much. They could have used those picks,
pick
though.
So pick 30 and 136 to move up to 26.
Yes.
So they gave up a first rounder and pick 136. That's still, though, I mean, the Dolphins are just accumulating picks. You got to think about it. 136 is a fourth rounder. So that's a fourth rounder. So they gave up the fourth rounder, and they gave up their first round pick to move up for Jordan Love, a position they didn't need at this point. Very interesting pick. Again, this is a redshirt situation, but how long are you going to redshirt him? Aaron Rodgers still has a contract through 2024. Very curious. We'll let you know what happens next. It's Seattle now on the clock.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Draft Night, Jay Binkley with Kramer Sansone producing the operation. Brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. Draft Night. Aaron Rodgers can't be happy. He does have a potential out in his contract. Two more seasons. Potential out 2022. $17,204,000 in dead cap.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of dead cap.
I don't think he's mad about this. I think he knows that, okay, there's another guy trying to come in here and take my position. I'm going to outperform them by the most that I can.
But LaFleur has to be his guy because they don't do anything unless it's Rodgers, unless he's worn out his welcome. I don't know. This still baffles me.
How long did Rodgers sit behind Favre? Wasn't it a couple seasons?
That was a good couple years that he sat behind. He slid.
Yeah.
He slid all the way to him.
I don't know. I like this. I like it.
I'm very surprised. This was not a position they needed right now. I'm curious what happens with Aaron Rodgers now. Does he all of a sudden push the trade button? Does he want out? I'm curious. Oh, the pick is in for the Seattle Seahawks at number 27.
It's pick is in, but of course they want to cut it to Lewis Riddick.
We're getting close to the Chiefs picking here, and we look at what the Seattle Seahawks probably looking at. A.J. Epinesa, the pass rusher from Iowa, still remains.
They could probably go him or Zach Bond.
I hope. Patrick Queen, I'm worried about with the next selection to the Baltimore Ravens.
See, I'm not.
That's the one I'm worried about that the most.
I think if you're the Ravens, you'd go for secondary. So I feel like that's probably one of the biggest needs, because if you are the Ravens, you know you have to contend with. If you're going to go to the AFC Championship game with Patrick Mahomes, he's going to light it up. Maybe you go secondary as an Xavier McKinney, or maybe if you want to Grant Delpit, or if you want to go corner-wise, maybe Trayvon Diggs, Kristen Fulton. There's a lot of options here.
Yeah, could be. That's a good point. You got to look at what they've done with their secondary.
Yeah, they have Earl Thomas, but, I mean, they need more people.
And they brought in Marcus older. Last year in a trade.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think, I mean, they're in that Mahomes category. They're like the Chiefs were in the previous couple drafts when we look at the New England Patriots. We got to beat the New England Patriots, get over that hump. You mean you still had to consider them viable until this year? They finally ding-dong, the witch is dead. The Chiefs had a chance to kind of deflate them, I think, in the AFC Championship game. They might have blown that thing up sooner had the Chiefs beat them that night and they didn't go on the Super Bowl and beat the Rams. I think the Chiefs could have ended that dynasty right there. I think that could have been one of those quick moves right there.
Could have, but if you're Baltimore, you have to look, okay, we have to beat Kansas City. That's the thing. That's what everybody's thinking.
All right, Roger Goodell is quickly going to make the Seattle Seahawks prediction here. Very curious about this, because we'll see if Patrick Queen goes to the Ravens, and the Ravens will be on the clock. Jordan Brooks, this is an inside linebacker from Texas Tech. Kind of a reach. This is kind of a reach because, I mean, listen, a lot of people like this guy, but he was kind of considered behind even Malik Harrison and those type of guys. But he comes out of Texas Tech. He's not known for their defense, but this is one of the better linebackers in the draft. I will give him this. Jordan Brooks can play, and he can fly around. But yes. I did not think of him as a first-rounder.
No, I see him as a late second, maybe early third-round draft pick to happen. But, I mean, hey, he got drafted in the first round. You can at least say that.
And the one thing is, I mean, you go to the combine, you do the things, you dig around with the coaches, and sometimes you find guys like this.
Maybe he's a diamond in the rough.
That flow around, do things. So this is linebacker off the board now, which leaves Patrick Queen still available.
Which is honestly, if you're the Chiefs right now, you are sitting good, and rather if you want Zach Bond and or if you want Patrick Queen. If you're going for that middle linebacker, edge rush type person or outside linebacker.
Interesting. Well, I'm curious here. This is a situation here with the Ravens on the clock for the Chiefs. And I'm curious the direction they go. You know what? The later you get in this draft, as we get to what, pick 28 right now.
Yeah.
The closer we get to this, and there's a few linebackers that I feel the Chiefs could take. And I mean, I feel like this draft board is going to the Chiefs. Not only that, the fact that these running backs still remain. I think this is good news for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Now you have Baltimore to look at. That's you got to think. You got to understand, okay, what's Baltimore's needs? What are their wants, or what are the people that they have most of, so you know they don't have to go there.
Is this a bigger surprise to you than Damon Arnett? Because to me, this is.
This is. I believe this is. Because Damon Arnett's at least a second-round draft pick. Jordan Brooks is more of, I'm telling you, late second, early third.
Off-ball linebackers, Arrowhead Pride, that's been pretty nails on this, had him sixth. They had Isaiah Simmons, Patrick Queen, Kenneth Murray, Zach Bond, and they went Jordan Brooks there. They had him as a third round grade.
Yeah, see,
projected day two, fit likelihood medium. Go to Matt Miller, see where he projected Jordan Brooks. They had him hit. Miller was pretty close. He had him 33 to the Bengals. So he had him going number 33 there. So he was pretty close on the money. He's in second, third round picks overall. Is Baltimore now 335 remaining in their selections. But again, this is an area I feel to be Patrick Queen. Now, who did we have on our big board as far as the Ravens sitting here? Because they still can't pick this because they will make that pick at 20. You have Xavier McKinney, the free safety. I had Kenneth Murray going to Baltimore here.
They have to go defense, though. I don't know what offensive player they could use, because I mean, they have a nice offensive rounded team. Maybe they go with an offensive tackle. I think Josh Jones is still out there. I could see them going offensive line. Maybe a tackle in there.
It's interesting because you're starting to see the run on linebackers a little bit here before the first round's ended. And the other good news for the Chiefs is the running backs remain.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And maybe, I believe, with that trade with Miami with Green Bay, Miami might get a running back at 30.
Still the biggest surprise to me comes the Jordan Love to the Packers, only because they had to trade up to make that move. That didn't just fall in their lap. They had to trade up to get a position that they don't need at this point.
No, and they could have waited until that thing fell to them. It's kind of like, I don't know, say with the weird trade between the Buccaneers and 49ers. They could have both waited, and they could have got the player that they wanted. I feel like you could see, if that trade didn't happen with Miami and Green Bay, that Jordan Love's there at 30.
But again, the biggest kind of thinking going into this draft, and you're starting to see some developmental players that are going to take maybe a year or two, like a Damon Arnett, like a Jordan Love. You're seeing maybe non-impactful players in the first round more than we have in the past. Without minicamps, without rookie minicamps, OTAs, all that, it's going to have to be rookies that can immediately come in and make that impact. The draft and development stage of now, like the Niners have done for years until they're ready to go, like we've seen with other teams, it's not like been like the Patriots philosophy or the Steelers that if you're drafted, you're expected to come in and be effective right away. We haven't seen that as often. So I'm going to say Patrick Queen here, unfortunately, because that's the guy I want going to the Chiefs. And I'm scared about this pick. This was the pick that I believe it could have been him. And I mean, Kenneth Murray or Patrick Queen, in my mock, I think I had Kenneth Murray going here.
But this is
the run on linebackers. Brooks is gone and Murray's gone.
Yeah, this has to be the area where linebackers are going to be taken off the board real quick. And that's not what the Chiefs are wanting. But, I mean, the Chiefs still are sitting fine if they want to get a secondary-type player and or a linebacker still. Even if they want to trade back. I think, honestly, if Patrick Queen is drafted here, the Chiefs trade out. They bring someone, trades up in.
You wouldn't take a shot at Zach Bond?
No. I think you could package a deal to where you could possibly get a second and a third for your first-round draft pick and possibly get somebody in the second round.
I'm different with Bond because I like the fact that you can keep him out there.
Oh, yeah.
And not only that, but he's got pass-rushing skills as well. It's still being refined and developed.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I do enjoy Zach Bond.
He had 12.5 sacks last year. You know what I'm saying? He's the type of guy.
He's versatile.
He refines what you do, and he's not known necessarily as a pass rusher. Can cover running backs out of the backfield, can move around and do some things. Pick is in for the Ravens. Let's cross our fingers. For some reason, they keep showing the pick that is selected.
Why are they?
They're taking some of the drama out of it because they're showing some of the players that could be available. And the ones they're showing right now is Grant Delpit, the safety, and Antoine Winfield, the cornerback.
But they also did that, and then
there's Patrick Queen. They're showing Patrick Queen now too.
Yeah,
don't show him. Don't show him.
He's smiling right now. He's smiling.
Look at this. Oh, man. Come on now.
I'm telling you, I think if...
No. Don't want to see Patrick Queen go here to the Ravens.
If they end up... I'm telling you, the Chiefs need to trade out if Patrick Queen goes to the Ravens.
They're still viable corners, though.
But you could still get those corners in the second round, depending on where the second round draft pick is on for a team to trade up into it.
But you have trade with the Dolphins. There'd be a project corner that could take maybe more than a year, I think.
Tell you, trade with the Dolphins. I had a feeling that Dolphins could at least have four first-round draft picks this season. Trade into the second round.
You can't pay that many.
No, I mean, you can if you had the money. And right now, Miami looks like they have the money.
They're definitely not spending it on quarterbacks.
No, they're not. So they have the money for it.
At this point. They will.
Well, until Tua needs a contract, and they'll figure something out.
Pick is in for the Baltimore Ravens. Goodell getting ready to read the name. Here on draft night, we'll see which direction they're going. Crossing my fingers, it's not Patrick Queen right here for selfish reasons, because I'd like to see him with the Kansas City Chiefs. Spit it out, Raj. Spit it out. He's got to get the Ravens. He's got to get the Ravens fans.
He's got to get them pumped up. I think that's what they're trying to get in the background, but it's not happening. There we go.
Oh, no. It's Patrick Queen, linebacker. LSU. I was worried about this spot that the Ravens, that no defense might get a guy like Patrick Queen. I just see such a fit with the Chiefs. It's an unfortunate event right there, as I do believe that the Ravens got a hell of a player there with Patrick Queen from the national champion LSU Tigers.
Patrick Queen. Linebacker, LSU.
Back to pass, Tagovailoa throwing over the middle. Picked off! Picked off by LSU! Return to the 30, down to the 25, and down Patrick Queen, the middle linebacker, dropping back in coverage, and comes up with the interception.
Queen is undersized, but he hits like a bigger player. Super athletic with a great motor, Queen makes plays all over the field, even in coverage. Just 1 year of production for the Tigers, but Queen is one of the youngest players in this draft, so his ceiling is high.
Yeah, he's like 20 years old, didn't start like game four, but this guy can play. And three down linebacker, this was a guy that can cover. If you asked him to get to the quarterback, he can. He's fearless when he's blitzing. Made a lot of plays for LSU in the national title game. Really hoping Patrick Queen would follow the Chiefs. Now my eyes are squarely set on Zach Bond, and we're getting closer and closer to the Chiefs pick. The Titans on the clock now as we take a timeout. Hey, welcome back to Draft Night. Jay Binkley and Kramer Sansone, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits, Super Center, and Ryan Lawn and Tree, awaiting the Tennessee Titans pick. It is in as we sit here right now, getting ever so close to the Chiefs. Is pick 29 in the draft. The Green Bay Packers, remember, traded up to get Jordan Love. So Miami sitting there now where they were. Then San Francisco, who traded as well. So we're starting to see the end of the draft become a lot of trades that are going on. Will the Chiefs trade out of 32? That's the question. Are they going to trade out of that, or are they going to stay with 32? Now it becomes an interesting situation for the Chiefs as the Titans getting ready to make their pick right now. So it's Dolphins. We'll be on the clock next. Isaiah Wilson, there he is. Knew it. First rounder. Isaiah Wilson, tackle, Georgia, goes in the first round to the Titans. And then we've got both Georgia tackles. Andrew Thomas, the first offensive tackle taken this year in the draft by the Giants. So we see the second right here to the Tennessee Titans as they go tackle. Now, the Miami Dolphins, the Minnesota Vikings, then the Kansas City Chiefs on the clock. And we'll wait. We should have the Chiefs draft pick if they make a selection at 32 tonight. And Brett Veach supposed to talk tonight as well. But Isaiah Wilson, This is a guy, Creamer, that I said watch out for. I could see how he gets himself back into the first round. I was really feeling that Isaiah Wilson, I had him as far as my mock. Where'd I have him going? I had Isaiah Wilson. I had him right here to Tennessee.
Hey, you had this one. You had this one clear cut stone.
I had Isaiah Wilson, the Tennessee, Zach Bond, as you had going. I have Zach Bond the next selection, but I had Isaiah Wilson. He's a lineman I like, and he was a little bit nasty as well. But again, you're always concerned. And one thing Georgia did is run the ball all the time. When you're in the SEC and you can pound the rock, which is exactly what Georgia does, and you look at these tackles, as both tackles taken in the first round from Georgia in that running game. And then you wonder about DeAndre Swift, the best running in the back in the draft, that some mock to the Chiefs. But he's saying DeAndre Swift is that guy if he ran behind two first-round offensive tackles. And what the hell is that guy wearing?
I think it's that Mr. Freeze suit from The Incredibles.
Hey, this.
The real question is, who's the guy over standing on his left side that has the mullet?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
As we're watching this and what's going on, but it's kind of interesting as we're seeing the Titans make their pick. We're getting closer and closer to the Chiefs draft pick. Which direction will they go? As we see Isaiah Wilson going in the first round, and he was a guy that a lot of people not mocking in the first round, but you started seeing him more and more late. What's our score, Dion? Do you have our score yet on our draft picks? We like to keep
on our end. You are up 18-15 currently.
I'm up 3 picks on you.
Well, not picks wise, because we also get, so it's 2 points if you get it right. So QB Joe Burrow, of course, we got that right. 2 points. But how we got Andrew Thomas went to New York to the Giants. We said Tristan Wirfs. We got the offensive tackle correct. So therefore, you got 18 points to my 15.
Well, we're getting closer and closer to the Chiefs. The Dolphins will be selecting here instead of the Green Bay Packers, who jumped up to get Jordan Love. Here's a recap kind of what the draft's done so far. Joe Burrow, the quarterback of LSU, goes number one. Of course, Chase Young, the pass rusher, goes to the Washington Redskins at number two. Jeff Okuda, best corner in the draft, stays with the Lions. There's talk maybe the Lions trading out. Didn't do it. Andrew Thomas, offensive lineman from Georgia at number four. Tua from Alabama, the quarterback. He's the second quarterback taken. He goes number five to the Dolphins. Justin Herbert, the quarterback out of Oregon, goes to the Chargers at number six. Derek Brown, defensive tackle of Auburn, goes seven to Matt Rhule and the Carolina Panthers. Local product, Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker from Clemson, linebacker, safety, whatever you want to call him, went to Olathe North. He goes number eight. C.J. Henderson, the cornerback from Florida, goes nine to the Jags. Jedrick Wills, the offensive tackle, see a run on tackles here, goes number 10 to the Browns. Mekhi Becton goes number 11 to the Jets. Then come the Raiders. Here's another AFC West. They get the fastest receiver in the draft in Henry Ruggs. The 49ers and Buccaneers swap picks. Tristan Wirfs and Javon Kinlaw switched up. And Tristan Wirfs, the offensive tackle, did slide, but he goes to the Bucs. Javon Kinlaw goes to the 49ers. And then Jerry Jeudy, who you can make an argument is the best wide receiver in the draft, he goes to Denver Broncos. So see wide receiver in the AFC West. A.J. Terrell, the outstanding cornerback from Clemson, goes number 16 to the Falcons. They tried to move up. CeeDee Lamb, one of the top three receivers in the draft, goes number 17 to the Dallas Cowboys. Austin Jackson, the offensive lineman, offensive tackle, goes to the Dolphins. Then the Raiders surprised everybody with Damon Arnette, the cornerback of Ohio State, at number 19. Kalavon Chaisson, the pass rusher, goes to the Jaguars at 20. Jalen Reagor played at TCU in the Big 12. Justin Jefferson, the wide receiver he was, another wide receiver, and Justin Jefferson goes next to the Vikings. Then the Chargers, good pick, Kenneth Murray, linebacker, Oklahoma. So good pick selection there. Cesar Ruiz, who a lot of people mocked to the Chiefs at center, goes number 24. Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver from Arizona State, goes 25. Then the surprise, the Packers move up to draft Jordan Love, the quarterback of Utah State. Then Jordan Brooks, another surprise, could have been a second, third rounder type from Texas Tech. The guy can play. I'll give you that. This is somebody the Chiefs might have been interested in, to be honest with you. Pick number 27. Then comes Patrick Queen, the 20-year-old linebacker from LSU, goes number 28. Then Isaiah Wilson, the other tackle from Georgia, on the other side of Andrew Thomas, is both tackles selected by Georgia at number 29. And we sit and await for the Dolphins on the clock, who are making their third first-round selection. They have 14 selections in this draft. But to me, Jordan Love still remains the biggest surprise of the night to me, Kramer.
You got to think what's going through the mind right now of Aaron Rodgers. You just got to think that, okay, and this guy coming in, I know I can outdo this rookie. This is just like me back in my heyday. I'm trying to outperform Brett Favre. Yeah, I know how to sit behind him about 2 years. Just think about it. This kid's going to sit behind me 2 years as well. We might see another Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers situation with Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love.
Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers is back to his thing, and I think a lot of the things he said with Favre will come back and haunt him at this point.
Yeah, I think it will too.
Really?
Yeah. You gotta,
people are going to bring this up because he wasn't a big fan. Like Favre wanted this. He wanted players to help them right now in the immediacy.
And that's how Aaron Rodgers took that, and that's what he's doing now, what he'll probably do with Jordan Love. So you notice that you didn't hear anything from when DeShone Kizer was the backup in Green Bay, and he was a young guy. The Browns traded him away to Green Bay. You didn't hear anything about Aaron Rodgers trying to help him improve. You didn't hear anything like that at all. So why do you think that a quarterback right now wants to help somebody out that does not have the Alex Smith mentality of, I'm going to help the next guy back?
Pick is in for the Miami Dolphins at number 30, which the Vikings now on the clock. They'll be on the clock when Roger Goodell makes the pick. That means the Kansas City Chiefs, they're climbing up. It's getting closer and closer, Kramer. Will they make the pick or will they make the trade? I am very curious this way. I waited for this day. Like, you wait for the draft to start. And you sit here and you wait and wait which direction they're going. As they're showing Jonathan Taylor. Now, will Jonathan Taylor, will DeAndre Swift go? Who's in your opinion? I think DeAndre Swift is the first running back taken tonight.
I think J.K. Dobbins is the first running back taken. I'm guessing it's going to be a running back because they've showed Swift,
yeah,
Taylor, and Dobbins already. So unless they're talking about him, because I don't know what the broadcast is saying. And none of the guys look happy. They're all just on their phones, just watching the TV. So I highly doubt the Dolphins made a running back situation.
Well, if you don't see one here, you might not want to see one in the first round unless there's a trade-up, to be honest with you.
Unless if it's someone trading into the Vikings pick and or the Chiefs pick, if there's no running back taken right here.
So we'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We'll tell you who the Dolphins took. Then the Vikings will be on the clock as we get closer and closer to the Kansas City Chiefs.
The 165th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Tyreek Hill.
With the 37th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Chris Jones.
With the first pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher.
The Kansas City Chiefs select Juan Thornhill.
The 63rd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Travis Kelce.
10th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes.
Welcome back to Draft Night, right here on 610 Sports Radio. Jay Binkley with Kramer Sansone, producing the operation as we get closer and closer to the Chiefs pick, which will be soon because the Vikings, who were on the clock, already made their selection. This brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirit Superstore and Ryan Lawn and Tree. Noah Igbinoghene was picked, the cornerback. I've actually mocked him to the Chiefs from time to time. Again, I think this takes like a year or so of development, but a returner that's returned a couple that moved from wide receiver to the cornerback position. He goes to the Dolphins, part of that Auburn Tigers team. Now, again, kind of a surprise. A guy that really started flying up the draft charts and started making his way into the first round.
I like that. I think he's a a late first round talent, maybe early second round talent. I had him mocked to the Chiefs at least twice, I believe.
I liked him to the Chiefs as well.
I like this cat, and I think it's gonna be good to help on that defensive side. This is the first defensive player the Dolphins have assessed for the night so far. Well, the only time it's going to happen tonight, maybe tomorrow they'll add more to it. But I do like this corner from Auburn. I do.
You know, one thing, too, is before Breland was coming back to the Chiefs. You know, and again, I look at the corner kind of being a necessary position. The linebacker and corner, I still believe, because if the Vikings pick is in, we'll have the Vikings selection right here. And I'm curious because that leaves Jeff Gladney, cornerback TCU. This was a corner that almost fell in the Chiefs' lap. As a matter of fact, Jeff Gladney was mocked, a lock to the Kansas City Chiefs. What are the Chiefs going to do? Which corners do they want? Now the board becomes open for the Chiefs, and we'll take a look at what's going on here. But Jeff Gladney is one of those type of guys, Kramer, that I think a lot of people were mocking to the Chiefs. I never had him there, but I almost went that direction. But here's Jeff Gladney's profile.
Jeff Gladney, cornerback, TCU.
Snap comes back. Brewer to the flow of the football. Looking right, fired it out. Knocked away! What a play defensively! That's Jeff Gladney!
Gladney picked off three passes and broke up 30 more over the last two seasons. He's only 5'10", but has long arms. He's only 190, but is tough and welcomes contact with receivers. Gladney owns 42 career starts. With more technique and fewer penalties, he'll play in the NFL for a long time.
So there you go, a cornerback that could have been coming to the Chiefs. Now, Zach Bond remains available. Will the Chiefs value him as high as some of us did? Now, Xavier McKinney, again, out of Alabama, the safety remains. DeAndre Swift, a lot of people, all the best running backs still remain on the board for the Chiefs, and I thought this could have been a good situation for the Kansas City Chiefs. Some have Rhys Blacklock at TCU, the defensive tackle. J.K. Dobbins still there. Antoine Winfield. T. Higgins. You're talking wide receiver. T. Higgins was considered a better receiver than a lot of the guys that were taken tonight.
That's true. I think they got to go defense, though. I do not see a running back taken. I do not see a wide receiver taken. You could possibly wait to the second round to get those, because I can't pronounce it. There's a lot of wide receivers in this draft that are really good. You got to assess the corner need. They said Gladney was mocked to the Chiefs. Why don't you get either Diggs or Fulton here?
Well, we'll see what the Chiefs do. Again, I feel they're playing on house money to some extent, but the future does look bright in the AFC West for wide receiving talent. Now, I don't know if we'll be ready to go this year. Again, I think there's a lot of question on rookies this year as well. But the world champs, Kansas City Chiefs, I can't believe I'm saying that. That sounds so good saying the world champions are getting ready to pick right here. But the Kansas City Chiefs ready to pick. And we'll hear from Brett Veach, his philosophy on going forward. And again, the Chiefs don't pick again for a while. Is the Chiefs won't pick again until pick 63. So the Chiefs 32, 63, 96, 138, and 177 if they don't make any trades. And they're showing Andy Reid now, who's sporting the Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirt right now. The Chiefs have 4 minutes and 36 seconds for the selection to be done.
You got to think.
Well, that's a hell of a projector in Reid's basement.
That is. That's a very good one, especially with Patrick Mahomes looking behind his shoulder with the trophy. If you're the Chiefs, if you wanted to trade, you should have already done it right now. So I think they are going to have a selection. They will have a selection at 32. But I honestly, if I were them, I would try to trade back. That's just me. That's just my opinion.
Text line 75 likes Rhys Blacklock. I don't like him as well. I know the Arrowhead Pride crew not as big of fans of him being the defensive tackle. Again, I'll stick here with Zach Bond. And I know there was the diluted sample at the combine, but again, in the CBA, the new CBA, it's not a big deal. It's good to see Mel Kiper in his fantastic hair tonight. I always think of the draft, I always think of Mel Kiper. I don't know what it is, but that's just like Christmas trees and Christmas, seeing Mel Kiper. Todd McShay's not here. You know why? He's got like coronavirus, I think. It's that. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Todd McShay. I think he tweeted that out, yeah.
I did not know. That's the person I've been trying to figure out who was not here tonight.
McShay. It's usually McShay yelling at Kiper.
Exactly. Hopefully he gets better. But uh, I
That's why he's not a part of the draft tonight.
I don't like Blacklock in this situation because they already have a defensive tackle. They have a couple defensive tackles already on the team, and that's if you're keeping Chris Jones. If you do not, if they trade for, not trade, if they get Blacklock here, that means they might trade a piece away. Because there's no reason to have at least a solid four or five defensive tackles on the clock, on there for the Chiefs.
Well, interesting to say the least.
Do you think Blacklock's a good chance here?
I think trading back is a good chance.
I think that's the biggest thing you need right there.
I mean, the closer we get here, though, I mean, it's like the phones are burning up for Brett Veach at this point. Do teams want to jump ahead of the second round and get in there for the Chiefs? Because the Bengals sitting there at 33 again. I don't think they look at running backs. So the running backs could fall. It could be a big round for running backs in the second. I think even in the third round is even more wide receivers will be taken, and Andy Reid is smiling. Brett Veach is smiling. The phone is being picked up, and I would assume this would be to a draft pick, wouldn't you?
I would hope so. I'd think so. By the way, Big Pete says going to be a trade from here.
And it could be. We'll see. I don't know what they're saying, but Brett Veach has just flipped the channel on TV to see what they're saying.
That's true. Do you think you would pay attention to what everybody was saying if that was going on?
The pick is in. The Chiefs pick is in, which means there's not a trade. It means they have selected the pick. And we'll go live to when they select that pick. So there's no trade back. I'm curious. I know he'll be asked that question.
Like, why didn't you trade back?
I guarantee he got calls. Or maybe he didn't get the calls that he thought.
Yeah.
The Chris Jones thing remained. Like, there was some talk last night, you know, even from Gil Brandt and people like that, that Daniel Jeremiah, that could they be trading Chris Jones? Nothing tangible was ever brought out about that. But again, I thought they maybe could because of he's a known. It's not the unknown like you're seeing so much in this draft. But we know the Chiefs have made the pick. And I'd love to get your reaction, 69306. Which direction you think of the Chiefs pick and the one that they make, because I am curious. And we should hear from the pick later on tonight, as they'll have a conference call. And also, we'll hear from the general manager, Brett Veach, at some point, which I do believe we'll have at some point, Kramer. I think he'll be talking tonight to one of the people. But they flip back, looking at the television to see reaction. Is Andy Reid looking at the reaction on TV of the draft? He's now seeing himself, and he turns away. He turns away.
Yeah, that's kind of awkward.
It should be any second for the Kansas City Chiefs. Which direction? Did they go corner? Did they go linebacker? Did they finally pick a running back? Which direction they pick? We're about to find out. Let's go to Roger Goodell.
Let's find out now.
You guys aren't super fans for nothing. Let's go. Come on. With the 32nd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs select Clyde Edwards-Helaire, running back, LSU.
Wow! Wow, there's Roger Goodell on ESPN. The Chiefs go LSU. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. This guy can run you over.
He can't.
This is an interesting pick for the Chiefs. And again, people were saying it was DeAndre Swift. People were saying Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor has back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a guy that started to rise. And not only that, he's an interesting pick for the Chiefs because he can do a lot of things. He can block in the backfield. But again, this shows what it's the trust of the Chiefs. This could be a fixture for Patrick Mahomes from the future. And again, you have to be – it's availability is the best availability, is availability for these players. But an interesting selection, Clyde Edwards-Helaire – LSU.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, running back, LSU.
Snap to Burrow. Hand to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Goes near side. Stiff arms a man. Gets to the five. Breaks through. Stays upright. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers!
While we focused on Joe Burrow and his receivers, Edwards-Helaire ran for over 1,400 yards and was named first team All-SEC. Edwards-Helaire isn't super fast, but he's quick, and that thick lower body drives him through contact.
There you go. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, watching this team play, he's the type of back, and they bring in DeAndre Washington, again, a one-year contract, who can catch the ball in the backfield, run the ball. But I was a little bit surprised. You know, you start seeing so many running backs being mocked. It was DeAndre Swift. That was the SEC back you saw mocked to the Kansas City Chiefs. But keep this in mind. Brett Veach is a big proponent of the SEC, which yes. DeAndre Swift would have come out of. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire, wonder if Ed Orgeron was big into this deal too.
He reminds me of a Maurice Jones-Drew with his size and build and how thick his thighs are. And this is a guy that's going to bulldoze people. This is a guy that's also going to catch the ball out of the backfield. This is I would say he's a dual threat running back. I mean, this is a thing the Chiefs need, and I think the Chiefs hit a home run with this pick.
We'll talk about more with Clyde Edwards-Helaire as we go forward, tell you what kind of back he was, kind of the numbers he put up at LSU. As the Chiefs go Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round, they don't trade back, which the Chiefs have a pick in each round through the first five, no more than 6 and 7. But there is no trading back for the Chiefs. They select the LSU running back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Let me know what you think of the pick. 69306. We'll discuss this further next. Hey, and welcome back to Draft Night with Jay Binkley. Kramer say it so, and the Chiefs have made their pick. You get Clyde Edwards-Helaire, running back out of LSU. Now, this guy's kind of a bowling ball. He's tough to bring down. We're looking at 5'8", around 210 pounds. Last year for the national champions, he ran for 1,400 yards, 6.6 yards per carry, 16 touchdowns. Now, can he catch the football? Again, what's the most important attribute for Andy Reid running backs? To me, one is blocking, two is receiving, and third is running the ball. Edwards-Helaire had 55 catches for 453 last year. You want to talk about progression? He went from 3 to 11 to 53 catches. He jumped up 42 catches from his junior to his senior year. Again, coming out of a winning program with the quarterback that was the number one pick in the draft. So LSU had some serious, serious talent this year as the first round was loaded with LSU picks.
And I think all the LSU picks that were taken in the first round, they had the upside and the right mentality because they're a championship team. They know how to win. They know what they're going to bring to the table when they get to the said teams. So I think any LSU player taken in this draft tonight and or the nights to come, I think you've had a great pick.
Well, I'm curious what the Chiefs do now. I'm curious if they try to accumulate more picks with their second round selection or they just stay where they're at. At number 63, that's the question. Will they stay where they're at? Is the market changed? We saw a little bit of moving around for the Kansas City Chiefs, but I'm curious what they'll do in the second round. We'll be here tomorrow night for the second and third round picks for the Chiefs, but the way the order will go tomorrow night is Bengals, Colts, Lions, Giants, Patriots, Panthers, Dolphins, Texans, Browns, and then Jags. The Chiefs won't pick again until pick 63, which is the second to last pick of the second round. The Seahawks have pick number 64. The Chiefs sitting with pick number 63. Will a guy like Bryce Hall still be available? I hope so. I'm curious where Zach Bond ends up now. I'm curious if he'll end up in the second round or third round, which direction he'll end up. But here, once again, was the bio on Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, running back, LSU.
Snap to Burrow, hand to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Goes near side, stiff arms a man, gets to the five, breaks through, stays upright, into the end zone! Touchdown, Tigers!
While we focused on Joe Burrow and his receivers, Edwards-Helaire ran for over 1,400 yards and was named first-team All-SEC. Edwards-Helaire isn't super fast, but he's quick, and that thick lower body drives him through contact.
Thick lower body, tough to bring down. This could be a fixture because it's a back that you can keep in on third down. First, second down, third down. Now, Damien Williams, we're going to see him again. DeAndre Washington, the guy they picked up for 1 year. Could it be like a Carlos Hyde situation where they don't hang on to him? Don't forget Darrell Williams from LSU. Talking about LSU running backs, Darrell Williams undrafted, made this team for the last couple of years. Got hurt last year. He comes out of LSU as well. He was behind Fournette and Darius Geis at LSU. Stable of running backs. And then Darwin Thompson. What's going to happen to Darwin Thompson? the draft guide here from Arrowhead Pride actually listed him number two. They had Jonathan Taylor, Clyde, the Chiefs got Edwards-Helaire, DeAndre Swift, and J.K. Dobbins as their top running backs. And he said second round grade, expected day two for him, but says that this is what Arrowhead Pride said about him. 2019 first team All-SEC, grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, ultimately decided to stay home, teammates with Darius Geis. His strengths, he's a complete modern NFL running back. He possesses projectable qualities in the run and pass game. Edwards-Helaire shows good vision and patience as a runner. He sets defenders up before utilizing his excellent lateral agility. That's one thing he does is kind of follow blockers. Like, he's patient as a running back and let them set up in front of him, which is good to see. Smooth, quick feet to serve him well, both as a runner and a receiver. He has run a wider variety of routes than most running backs coming out of college. Natural hands, very comfortable catching passes away from his frame. He can even catch in contested areas. In pass protection, he has shown a lot of promise and should be able to play as a three-down back. Edwards-Helaire has range. You can put him on the field in short yardage and trust he'll convert on the ground at a high rate. Can also be trusted on third and long in the passing game as a protector or receivers. Only 370 carries in his career, so hasn't been worn down by a heavy workload. That coming from Arrowhead Pride. So the Chiefs go this direction, and they passed on Jonathan Taylor, which there was questions coming out about Jonathan Taylor. Could he catch the ball, which he had 26 catches this year? And could he his first receiving touch, as good as Jonathan Taylor was as a running back, he finally got his first two touchdowns as a receiver in game one last year. Then there's the elusive and ever-talented J.K. Dobbins. And then there's DeAndre Swift that a lot of people thought was going to be the first running back taken. But no, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. And I was curious, how many people wanted to trade up for him? How many people were wanting to trade up for a running back at 32? Or were the Chiefs just not getting those calls? That's the question. But he passes the test of what Reed wants. He blocks, he catches, and he runs. The Chiefs have been searching for that three-down back and consistently. I know Damien Williams showed a ton in the postseason. But remember how good it was with Darwin Thompson coming against the Raiders this year? Being able to grind the clock out, take a little pressure off Pat Mahomes by running the football. This is a weapon drafted for Patrick Mahomes. And we haven't really seen that, unless you would say Darwin Thompson in the sixth round. But we really haven't seen in two drafts, unless you would say Mecole Hardman is, but I think that was kind of a necessity what they did there. But this is another weapon for Patrick Mahomes on offense.
And you cannot have too many weapons for Pat, as this is might be a blessing in disguise for him to think that, oh, wow, we just got this running back that we know that can run, that can catch, that can block, and do everything. I'm guessing he's the five-tool running back that the Chiefs have been looking for since Kareem Hunt. So now they got him, and they don't have to worry about making a selection later on the rounds because they got their guy. As long as they know that in that mindset they got their guy, I think that determination will be all set for him.
Well, I know the LSU fans that listen to us, like Bennett, very excited about this pick. Love some LSU, some Baton Rouge influence, but once again, the SEC is the direction that Brett Veach goes. Didn't go the linebacker out of Wisconsin. No, he went. Well, he could have gone DeAndre Swift.
Could have.
The two SEC running backs at the top. DeAndre Swift.
Could go J.K. Dobbins from Ohio State, the Big Ten.
Well.
But hey, I think they got the back. They got their back.
This is a future piece when you think about Mahomes going forward. And if you're DeAndre Swift, it just came in on a one-year contract. But again, can you block and can you catch? Because the key is, can you be in on third down for Patrick Mahomes? Can you block for him? Dude's tough. Low center gravity, man. Dude's a bowling ball. He reminds you of Maurice Jones-Drew, and I think that's a decent comparison.
He has the thick thighs like him. He's a guy that can bulldoze anybody in his way with the football. Heck, if he wants to pancake somebody as well, he can easily do that if he's trying to help protect Patrick Mahomes. And he's another, and it's a person that Maurice Jones-Drew couldn't do is catch the ball out of the backfield. I know he did later on in his career, but you already have it with him. You already have it with Clyde. I think you have a set back that is perfect for your fit and mold for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, watched him block a little bit for Joe Burrow. Also a nice catcher out of the backfield for Joe Burrow with those 55 catches last season, very reliable and trustworthy for the Heisman Trophy winner. Arrowhead Pride gave his player comp to Brian Westbrook. And we know about the way in his usage with Andy Reid in Philadelphia, that was their player comp with Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I like that. That's a good comparison.
DeAndre Swift, Alvin Kamara, and Zeke Elliott for Jonathan Taylor with Arrowhead Pride. But it's interesting to see the Chiefs go running back with the selection. And as we see kind of the AFC West and the direction they went, the Chargers got their quarterback, at least the one they hope, in Justin Herbert. He'll be battling out with Tyrod Taylor. Then pick number 12, we saw the fastest receiver in the draft, Henry Ruggs III, go to the Las Vegas Raiders. Excuse me, it's going to take me a while to get that right, but the Vegas Raiders. Jerry Jeudy, 6½, half dozen the other, the best receivers, goes to the Denver Broncos to pair with Cortland Sutton. For Drew Lock there at number 15. At number 19, we saw David Arnett, I think maybe a stretch for the Raiders, the cornerback from Ohio State, not the fastest guy in the world. He goes to the Raiders at pick 19. Kenneth Murray, the Chargers traded up, took this pick from the New England Patriots. They get Kenneth Murray, I think the best linebacker in this draft, one that really popped at Oklahoma. And then the big surprise is Jordan Love being taken by the Packers, trading up to get somebody when they already have a quarterback for the next couple of years. Patrick Queen mocked to the Chiefs quite a bit. I like Patrick Queen. He goes 28 out of LSU, of course. LSU Tigers, man. It's just the position people wanted. He goes to the Ravens. And then Jeff Gladney picked right before Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And I got to wonder about the Chiefs and Jeff Gladney. If the Vikings don't make this pick, I wonder if the Chiefs would have picked Jeff Gladney. But to get the running back of the future, I'm curious what the Chiefs will do in the second round now. Who's going to be available? Bryce Hall, maybe still available, the corner out of Virginia.
I'm telling you, I think they should
go. Played with Thornhill.
Go linebacker, get Curtis Weaver from Boise State. I'm liking this guy a lot. And he fits the need.
You don't think he'll be – you think he'll still be around by then?
I think he will. I think he can be a late second, early third, and he'll be there for the Chiefs.
But of all the running backs, this is the guy – I mean, this is a good fit for Andy Reid.
This
does all the things that Reid wants. Block, three down back, block, catch the football.
You see his thighs?
Run. He's huge.
Yeah, you see those thighs, man? Those thighs.
5'7", 5'8", 210 pounds.
All in his thighs.
55 catches a year ago. He jumped up 42 catches in a year.
His workload is what shows. I wonder how much he squats.
I bet it's
a lot.
Well, he's a good receiver. It's a good receiving back for Andy Reid's. The Chiefs go Patrick Mahomes' weapon at number 32. No real problem with that, to be honest with you. I mean, it does make sense, and I think what the Chiefs are doing, a lot of things would make sense. Obviously, Malik Harrison still looms out there as a tackling linebacker from Ohio State. Could be around in the second. Could he be around in the third, to be quite honest with you? He could be there. But don't forget, the Chiefs and Brett Veach really like the SEC, so guarantee you they did their homework on Clyde Edwards-Helaire. But that's the Chiefs selection at number 32. Don't forget to listen to Fesco in the Morning at 5:58 for all things with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, including hearing from Clyde Edwards and hearing from Brett Veach. You'll hear that tomorrow morning. Good night. Enjoy draft night. Don't forget we have simulated baseball coming up at 1 o'clock tomorrow, me and Kramer. Then we'll be back on the air for round 2 and 3 tomorrow night starting at 6 right here on 610 Sports Radio on draft night, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Superstore. Good night.
With Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.